Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. Just thought I'd drop you a quick line to say, hey, thank you for supporting the podcast. Myself and the whole team really appreciate it. And we've decided to give back, and we've done that via our Patreon, which is a great way for you to show us a little bit of love by supporting us and becoming a patron of the show. And in return, we will give you extra episodes that we only give to our patrons. Plus, on top of that, you get all of the content that we deliver on our free feed earlier than usual and ad-free. Because, well, why are we going to make you listen to ads if you've just helped us out by giving a little to us? So here's a little taster of what you can expect on our Patreon feed. On the morning of the 1st of August 2018, FBI agents were seen in Niskayuna, New York, walking Xiao Jingzhen, a principal engineer at General Electric, to a car in handcuffs. The charges? Theft. Zheng was a smart man. He had a degree from the Sloan School of Management, a PhD in aeronautical engineering, 29 patents as well. He's a smart man, which means his crime was a smart crime. And his crime was Zheng had just been charged on 14 counts of economic espionage and theft of General Electric's trade secrets. He'd been caught after stealing nearly 20,000 electronic files detailing design models, engineering drawings, configuration files, and material specifications for gas and steam turbines. He was alleged to be sending the information to an aviation comm in Nanjing, China, a company which he started up. I must say, allegedly though, he started this with funding from the government of China. He did all of this crime and he stole all of these secrets with this. I'm going to send a link to Nick. Click on that link and tell us what you see. This is the method he used to steal the data.
It's a picture of a sunset over the sea.
Yep. That's what he used.
What do you mean? What the hell do you mean? Like where he used the sun or he used the sea or he used the sky. I don't really understand what's going on here. What has this guy used?
He was like using sun power. Sun power, just sucking the data out. Sounds like a Superman film. Yes, he hid the information inside, not inside the sun, but inside the information in the picture. He emailed himself images of a sunset with the title Nice View to Keep. And those images had all of the secrets in them that he was stealing. Now, the technique in its basic form is something that's been around for over 2,000 years, and that is the method of steganography. So that is steganography, right?
So it's not about stegosauruses, which is a real shame.
No, Nick, it's not about stegosauruses. I'm sorry about that.
My hopes up.
I promise you a dinosaur episode in the future. How's that?
Yes, as long as it's not paleontology and it's real dinosaur stuff, not like learning about dinosaur bones.
Where the kicker of the story is, and then we found its ear bone.
Oh, God.
Which means it could hear frequencies that weren't just like this. It could also hear frequencies like this.
Oh, my God. What a scientific discovery. Oh. Do you know what the worst thing about dinosaurs is in the last, I would say, 20 years, is that when we were kids and Jurassic Park and all that came out, the T-Rex was like super badass. Like it's like scary, fast, big. Yeah. Like I used to be shook. I couldn't go to bed after watching Jurassic Park by myself. You know what I mean? I was mad scared. And then in the last 20 years, I feel like they're trying to chip away at this kind of this scary image of the T-Rex. Have you seen, like, there's these mock-ups now that they might have had feathers. They were really slow. Yeah. It's like they're making them look more and more wimpish. Yeah. It's like, I want the T-Rex to be badass.
I want my Jurassic Park T-Rex. That is the T-Rex for me.
Not this feather-wearing, wimpish T-Rex that you lot are trying to trot out neat these days. Trying to say it was slow as well. I'm hearing all sorts of stories. You know, they couldn't run at all. They could only walk. It's like, what? So you're telling me this big thing that is a carnivore, if I saw it on road, I could just slow jog away from it. I could dad run away from this T-Rex and it wouldn't even be able to catch me. It'd just be like, ah, come back, walking at 3 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
How did Zheng put the data in the image? I'll tell you how he did it in just a sec, but take my hand, Nick. Let's delve into the history of steganography.
Can't wait. The word steganography comes from the Greek steganos, meaning covered or concealed, and graphia, meaning writing. It's like cryptography, but slightly different. Cryptography is writing in code that is hard to decipher, like Morse code or the code that baseball players throw up to ask for different types of pitches. But in steganography, we're trying to hide the fact that we've sent a message at all.
So it's like if I wrote you a letter with regular ink, like, yo, what's up, Nick? Fancy going to a nice, healthy new restaurant in London? But then I wrote a secret message between the lines in invisible ink that was like, Nick, let's get a dirty takeaway tonight. Yeah, that's steganography.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So no one sees that image on the paper until maybe you hold up some lemon juice to the invisible ink to reveal my secret message.
I mean, if those are the kind of secret messages we were sending to each other, it's pretty lame. You know, you could be honest if you wanted to get a dirty takeaway. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know you're just using it as an example, Marcus, but, you know, you could have thought of something better. Like,
all right.
Like, I don't know. Shall we take our girlfriends out for dinner tonight? And then the invisible one is, do you want to go to the brothel tonight? Or something like that, you know? Not okay. That I frequent right. those places. Not regularly, anyway.
Noted for next time. See, what Nick did there, listener, is that was actual steganography because he was actually giving me the message without you knowing. So Nick's trying to say, audio, let's go to a brothel after recording. Very good, Nick. Very good. Exemplary. We could actually do that. That's actually a thing. So steganography been used for years. Here's a few examples over the years that are fantastic. So the Greek ruler, Histias, he shaved his servants' heads, tattooed a message on the top of their head, then let their hair grow back, then sent them on their way with instructions saying, when you got to their destination, tell the person that you get to shave your head and read the top of it. Hi, Sephos. I got a message for you from Histias. You just got to shave my head.
Okay, let me get the clippers. Ha ha! It's a good one, but I've heard that joke before.
Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa and Michelangelo's contribution to the Sistine Chapel, they've got steganography on them. I think the Mona Lisa has like an L or a V over one of her eyes. And in 1941, British Army officer Major Alexis Castagli was captured and imprisoned by the German forces in the early days of World War II. To pass the time, he began stitching what would become known as the Castagli Sampler along the border of the embroidered canvas, which features German swastikas, American eagles, British lions, the Soviet hammer, and sickles are a series of irregular lines and dots. Those irregular lines and dots were Morse code for fuck Hitler.
Okay.
Gangster.
I mean, fair play, to be fair. He was a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an understatement.
I mean, sometimes you got to get your message out. You can't always scream it. Sometimes you got to sew your way into it. That's like, oh man, that's like trying to sew a tweet into a napkin. It's hard work, man. You really got to mean what you want to say.
Especially when they upped it from 140 to 180 characters as well, you know.
In 1968, the crew of the USS Pueblo were captured by North Koreans and brutally tortured in propaganda photos aimed at showing how well the captives were being treated. The prisoners of wars kept sneaking their middle fingers in what became known as a digit affair. So in all the little pictures that they had, like, of them supposedly being treated well, they just were flipping the bird. They're really funny, these old school pictures, because they're looking like dead at the camera or they're looking away really seriously and you just see loads of middle fingers. It's like the sort of thing that you do, like kids would do when they're getting class photos, try to sneak a little middle finger in there.
Yeah, can you remember that? When you getting your school photo taken, it would be either be a middle finger or just a stupid face.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many photos of me in the school photo where like everybody else is just pulling a normal face and I'm like, I was that kid, obviously.
Exactly. So fast forward to now, we've got digital images, Nick. Digital images can be megabytes or more. And with steganography, you can hide files or megabytes of data in them.
Okay, so break it down for me then. How do they do that?
All right, well, there's a few ways, but I'm going to try and explain one, which is least significant bit substitution, LSB, right?
Sounds like
not as exciting as the drug.
Yeah, I was about to say, sounds pretty druggy, that one, you know?
LSB is changing the least significant bit of something to send a message, right? So all we're doing is trying to change something just a little bit to send you a message or you're sending me a message, because the smaller the change we make in something, the less anyone else is going to notice, right, Nick?
Yeah.
It's like if I cut one hair off your head, no one's going to notice that, are they?
Yeah.
If I cut off all of your hair and your eyebrows, obviously everyone's going to notice.
Everyone's going to see, yeah. Fair. I get what you mean.
Deal. There we go.
Especially with my old hairstyle as well. Even the hairstyle I've got now, if you like bicked my head, I think everybody would see my bald egg head coming from a mile away.
We've seen Nick's hair in its full spectrum over the last year. We've seen long hair Nick, medium hair Nick. We're back to skin fade Nick. Hot boy summer.
It's about time.
Right, so Nick, first thing we're going to do if we're going to do a bit of steganography, right, is we need a code. So I'm going to make a code of you, Nick. A super simple one. The simplest code I can think of using numbers. Our code is 1 equals yes and 0 equals no.
Cool.
Just to check you're on board, Nick, do you want to repeat that to me?
1 equals yes, 0 equals no.
Nice stuff. Right, if you didn't get that bit, we're just going to wrap the whole episode. Right, cool. So let me set the scene, Nick. I work in a bank and you want to rob it, okay?
Fair.
You have an account at that bank, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going to communicate with you. I want to give you a signal to tell you when my bank is full of cash. It's been payday. Everyone's dropped off their cash. The shops have dropped off the cash. The bars have dropped off the cash. And it's ready to be heisted. And I want to use our code, all right?
Fair. I'm following so far. So all far, right. So good.
So I'm going to use...
Could go wrong, though.
Could go wrong. You don't want to heist it at the wrong time. So what I'm going to do, Nick, is I'm going to change the last penny of your balance to a 1. And that's going to let you know that we're good to go. All right?
All right.
And what I'm going to do, just in case you decide to get a little bit trigger happy, I know what you robbers are like. You just, oh, just go in there anyway, man. I'm going to change the last penny of your account to a 0 if it's not good to go. All right?
I'm with you.
All right. So if I change a penny of your bank account, no one's going to notice that, are they? The big bosses at the bank aren't going to clock onto that, right?
Fair, yeah.
But if I were to, say, change a 1 in the 1,000 range of your bank account, if I was to change your bank account, your savings account, from 100,000 to 110,000 by changing the second digit in from the left, everyone's going to be wondering where that extra 10 grand came from. So I'm going to keep it simple and just change a penny in your account and hope that no one notices. And that's because the pennies are the least significant bits. So that will make sense. So if I change your... So that's the reason I'm changing not the 1 to make your bank account £100 higher or £10 higher, even a quid higher. I'm changing the least significant bit of information in your bank account to help send you a code using steganography. There you go. That's a little taster of what you can get when you're listening to the Patreon-only episodes of How to Kill an Hour. If you are still only dedicated to our free feed, that's fine. There's plenty there for you to enjoy and kill time with. And if you do want to show us a little bit of love and in return for that, get bonus episodes that are only for patrons and, of course, all of our regular content without ads, then feel free to click the link in the show description or just head to patreon.com/howtokillanhour. Anyway, I'll be in the ear holes real soon. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.